Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I am your host, the half-shirted Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we are doing a quick, informal show I do monthly called The Monthly Microdose. You love it. Surprisingly, you love it, so I'm going to keep doing them as long as you keep loving them. And today, we're going to go through the month of September. This is where we go through and revisit the shows that I did. I review any pertinent comments or questions from said shows. We'll talk about the social media post and some, I don't know, drama in the comments. Movies I've been watching. What's coming up next month? What's coming down the pike for you, my dear listeners? So, without further ado, because it is a microdose, which means we're trying to keep it under 15. So, without further ado, let's talk about September 2022. I like to start out with personal wins. Big events for what's new in Mr. Weishaupt's life. Nothing. No wins in September. I got so tired of winning that I no longer won. No, I didn't. I wasn't on anyone's show. I need to get out there and do some more interviews on other people's shows. I didn't have any interviews for our show lined up, primarily because I had some family matters to attend to. Back east, back in PA in South Jersey, you know, my favorite places to be. But that was an extended trip I had to take. I wanted to. I don't say had to. It makes it sound painful. But the point being, I didn't have as much time as I normally do. All right? But your boy's back. I'm here to take care of you. Now, a personal win. You know I did Eddie Bravo's show, which is a big dream come true for me. I did his show called Look Into It. It's on Rockfin exclusively, the video. He also, now, he posts those shows on the free feed, on his Apple Podcast free feed, but they're delayed by several months. My appearance should be on there soon. If you're one of those free feed, I'm going to call you a free feed winner. If you're a free feed winner, the Eddie Bravo appearance will be out there. It's like 2 hours long, 2.5 hours. We talk about Flat Earth and CrossFit and why he's wrong and I'm right. It's great. It's classic. If you're on his free feed, the next one he'll publish, if I'm looking at it right, should be Alex Jones. Obviously a legendary interview. And then there's going to be three or four more other people, and then I'm up. Then your boy's up. So within the next month, maybe. It might be in October. It might be in November, but I'll be on there. So you can check it out. In fact, he just dropped an interview on his Rockfin, I think today, with Crow 777, the legendary Crow 777. Fun fact, I didn't know Crow was still, you know, mask on anonymous. There's not many of those guys left, right? So he's still, you know, and as you know, if you followed me for several years, I was mask on anonymous for a long time. Don't make me second guess that decision either, by the way. It takes a bit of vulnerability to get out there and, especially with you weirdos, right? Especially with you conspiracy wackos. Oh, man. I got security cameras and guns and all kinds of stuff now. Anyhow, moving along. Movies and music that... social media. Let's talk social media next. We all love it. We all hate it. It's out there. I made a cool video plugging all my great super soft shirts. I sold a bunch. Thank you if you bought one. There's still a few left. I'm running out of sizes, though. You know where to go. Go to my Gumroad store, gumroad.com/IsaacW. And I made a new TikTok because my old one got shadow banned. I confirmed it because I started a new one under Isaac Von Hammerstein, which is my second alias. I actually prefer that one over Weishaupt. I think that's much more fun. My old TikTok got shadow banned, so I made a new one where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say the big trigger words, conspiracy, Illuminati, those things. And so far, I'm trying to make sense of it. Do I want it to be like comedy, or do I want it to be some info? I already posted a Coolio video, him talking about adrenochrome. So there goes that already, right? But I posted a great parody clip of Daniel, you know, was that Daniel Mack, the guy that runs up on big famous like Bugattis and Lamborghinis, and is like, hey, what do you do for a living? And you get to hear what these rich people do for a living, how they make that kind of money. Well, me and Josie made one for my badass vehicle. So if you want to see what your boy Isaac drives, you can check it out on my TikTok at Isaac Von Hammerstein. Yes, very easy to spell. Or I posted it also on my Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt. Links are always in the show notes. I also have a cool video on both of those places of me and Josie went to the home goods type store, right? And they had Christmas decorations out. Why not? It's September. And they had a nativity scene. And Jesus and the three wise men and Mary and who else is in the picture there? It doesn't matter. All the people in the nativity. My brain's mushy today. I'm very sorry. I keep thinking Paul, but it's not Paul. Who is Mary? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The manger scene. They were all white people, right? And I pointed it out because Joseph. Oh my word! Why was that so painful to come up with? I pointed out because they were snowflake white on this nativity in particular, and everyone's be sure to tell me, oh, there's white people in Egypt and in the Middle East. Okay, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Just kidding. But anyway, I'm trying to not get ensnared in the comment drama when I'm just trying to make a joke, trying to be fun. And it's okay. You know what? Like, it's fine. Movies and music that I'm consuming. Now, as you know, I'm going through a real struggle with hip-hop. Some weird things have happened in my life. I don't know. You've been with me long enough. I stay very current on my hip-hop. I love it so dearly. And I don't know what happened. In the last 3 or 4 months, I can't stomach it. Every time I turn on Hip Hop Nation, nothing. Every song they play, I'm like, this is all bad. I don't like any of this. So I've been listening to other stuff. And country music came on my radar, which I've always hated country music, period, point blank. And I'll be damned if I'm not getting pulled into Chris Stapleton. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm having a real internal struggle with it. Now, movies, right? I've been consuming a lot of film lately. And it's spooky season, right? So you know what that means. And I'm going to pull up my diary. So as you know, if you don't follow me on Letterboxd, you can follow me on Letterboxd. That's at Isaac Weishaupt. I banged out some movies this month. We're going to briefly go through them. Body of Evidence from the 90s with Madonna. Yes, please. Loved it. A movie called You Won't Be Alone? What the hell is this? Oh, it was like a witch movie. It was fine. Not my favorite. The Conjuring. That was a rewatch. Of course, I love it. I watched all the Halloween movies. Every single one. I watched one, then two, then Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2, then Halloween 4, 5, then H2O, then Resurrection, then Halloween 6 because I had a hard time tracking down a copy of that. Then 2018's Halloween, then Halloween Kills. I ranked all of them on my Letterboxd. Be sure to check out the list of the rankings, okay? It's very fun. I put a lot of thought into that. So I watched all the Halloween movies, every single one. I watched Facing Nolan, a documentary about Nolan Ryan. I watched that on the plane going to Jersey. Fantastic. I'm a sucker for documentaries. Who would have thought, right? I know what you think. You think, Isaac, sports ball's not your thing. I know it's not. There was a time when it was, and that was in Nolan Ryan's heyday, and I'll be damned if that wasn't a fascinating documentary. I watched The Wolfman from 1941, hated it. I watched Licorice Pizza, hated it. Watched The Devil's Reign, it was okay. That was the film from whence they got the mask from William Shatner for the Halloween films. And, fun fact, guess who's in The Devil's Reign? Anton LaVey. You're going to hear about it when you listen to my Halloween 1978 film analysis. I watched, and you got to look at the rankings for my Halloween films. They're going to be controversial. I can tell you right now, there's going to be some hate. But you're going to check it out for yourself. And, of course, the worst one was Halloween Resurrection. That was an atrocious film by any standard. I watched Edward Scissorhands for the first time. I thought it was good. I watched Rob Zombie's new The Monsters. Like I say in my review, don't even bother looking to me for any kind of criticism. I love Rob Zombie too much. I'm too close to it. So I thought it was good. You know? I'm just a sucker for anything he does. And then, yeah, that's it for September. So be sure to check out my Halloween ranking and tell me if you agree or disagree in the comment section of Letterboxd. Show recaps for September. We did Stranger Things September. Now, of course, that's season one and then four episodes covering season four, right? Very controversial month. Some people absolutely hated this idea. And, you know, from my perspective, I read, I don't think there's many comments that go by unread from me, which is exhausting and taxing emotionally. But I do it because I want to know, I want to be plugged into you guys. I don't want to farm out my social media and not really know what you want. Like, on some levels, I care what you think. On other levels, I don't. Like, it's hard to find that balance. So I just get a vibe check, right? Because I can't listen to everyone's opinion. I got to just give you what I think, all right? But I do want to get a vibe check on what you want from me, all right? Because I can be whatever you want. So I read the comments for that. But when I say sometimes I don't care about your comments, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the trolls. There's trolls out there, and they love to just troll away and get under my skin. And I don't talk to them anymore. I just ignore them. Hell, I might even restrict them. Now, one comment I always see is people want these mega deep dives. They love it. They love the longer shows. That seems to be more people than not, all right? My shows have thus been closer to an hour, sometimes even more, because of this idea that they want more info, deeper dive. But I'm also in the camp of, like, I like Joe Rogan, but I'm not listening to every Joe Rogan show. That's just like 4 hours long. That's too much. We all got things to do, right? Trying to find a balance there. So Stranger Things season four, or the whole month of September, was an experiment on a mega deep dive. Some people were into it. Some people were ready to move on. I get it, right? Just a fun experiment. I don't know that I'll do something like that again on the free feed. Maybe the supporter feeds will get something like that because they're perhaps more into this than the free feed. Now, only one comment to address from Stranger Things beside that. On episode two, we talked about Kate Bush. I had many, 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 many people on Patreon tell me that Kate Bush was, in fact, not a Mandela effect. But some people did say, look, like Cheryl, she was on the same page as me, saying, like, look, in Florida, they didn't play it. Same goes for PA. I never heard that damn song. Maybe it was a coastal thing. Now, we did manage to squeeze in some non-Stranger Things content, all right? Queen Elizabeth and the lizard people. Queen Elizabeth, she actually died whilst I was in New Jersey, so I couldn't do nothing for you, right? And shout out Barry on the Patreon commented and said, like, you know, this is what I'm here for, right? And that's true. That's true, right? That's what a lot of people, they like that, I don't know, sort of, I don't want to say old school, but that's kind of where it all started for me. Is talking about some of these theories and trying to explain very complicated ideas and make them make sense. You know what I mean? So what I'm doing is I'm building buckets, all right? I'm reading a book. Where is it? I'm reading a book, and I'm doing this all for you, all right? On this book, it's about sort of content marketing. And I'm reading it because I want to understand what I can give you that you want. So I'm making buckets. And one of those buckets, I don't know where my damn bucket list is. I got it somewhere. One of those buckets is just traditional conspiracy discussion, explaining some of these things, right? So I plan on doing a bit more of that if I can, right? Hence the polls. I released a bunch of polls on the social medias and Patreon asking, like, how did you find me? And it seems the large majority of people that found me was through the podcast. I'm using that for information. Like, where should I focus my efforts? Where do you want to find me? That kind of stuff. Now, oh yeah, and then I got a comment. Slick Vicious on Patreon. I don't know, Slick Vicious, that's an interesting name. It makes me think of wrestling. And Slick, you got to tell me if I'm on the money with that. Because I think of Sid Vicious, and then I think of Slick, the manager. Is that a combination name or is it something else? Anyway, this is in relation to the Queen Elizabeth Lizard People show. Listen to this. You're not going to believe this. Slick says, you hit it on the button. At the 42-minute mark, you said maybe Jeff B., Bezos, had his own little golems. Well, sir, I used to program and QC Amazon Alexa products, and the internal nickname Amazon used for the Echo Dot was Golem. I always thought it was worried AF because my conspiratorial mind knew what a golem was, and I would think to myself and say, damn, Amazon really wants our souls. If you think about it, Amazon Echo devices store our voice along with our facial recognition patterns. They are modern versions of golems. Good work, sir. No, good work to you, Slick Vicious. Yeah, that's, isn't that interesting? And that goes along with the show we did with Nick Hinton, right? The idea of AI manifesting and technology and all the dangers from within, right? We also did a show on Coolio. Rest in peace, Coolio. And we've got more info. I shared this on my TikTok and it went semi-viral, as well as my Instagram, I think. He talks about adrenochrome. I actually got tagged on Twitter. The source of the video was unknown, so I just sort of recrafted it and got rid of all the busy noise around the screen. So I don't know who found this interview. I would give them the appropriate, you know, props due. But yeah, Coolio was talking about how they be doing the adrenochrome. And we know from my show that he was definitely interested in the Illuminati talk, right? Also, as you know, I've got that other show, Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist on Rockfin. And we finished the Mastery of Love book club. So hopefully you enjoyed that if you were on there. What's next for that? I don't know. I have to finish another book. I don't know. Let me think about it. I'm not really sure. I've abandoned the truth or drama segment because that brought way too much drama to my life and it wasn't worth it to me. I don't know. We'll see. Breaking Social Norms is the show I do with my wife. That's very different than this one. All right. Very divisive show. People don't like it because it's like longer content. Joe Rogan, 2-3 hours of us opinions and shooting the breeze and getting side tangents. But we did two shows on my experience with ketamine therapy, so if you're interested in that, check it out. I did a show explaining to her, because she plays the role of the sheeple, the normie. And very much true to our lives, right? She's not into this stuff. I am. And she gives me the perspective of the sheeple. I give her the perspective of the truther, and we debate and discuss and try to find common ground. We talked about 5G. And then last weekend we did a show about the House of Hammer documentary series on Discovery about Armie Hammer. Remember the guy that was trying to eat chicks? Talking about cooking up their McRibs and eating them on the grill? Well, I'll give you the, if you don't want to listen to the whole show we did, short version is that Armie Hammer's family, turns out, is secret society elite satanic cannibalists. Their words, not mine. If you want more on that, check out Breaking Social Norms. The bonus show. Every month I do bonus shows for the supporter feeds. I think I screwed up. I think in September I didn't catch one. I'm going to cover that in the next section. And it's time for the next section. Future shows for you to be excited for. Because you know, I suffer from depression. I don't suffer. I'm a normal human being, and humans have depression and anxiety. And guess what? I'm a human. So I like to have things to look forward to. So I'm going to give you this to look forward to. I published 2 bonus shows in August. And I think I missed a bonus show in September. However, I will make it up to you if you're on the supporter feeds. What I'm planning on doing is a film review of Mazes and Monsters. That's the Tom Hanks, his first film appearance, about Dungeons and Dragons, because it fits into Stranger Things. And I know most people are so tired of Stranger Things, but we're going to put a bow on it with that. But I'm also going to do a live chat, ask me anything. I'm going to send the link How am I going to do this? I'm going to figure it out because I got kicked off of, I got kicked off of so much. Kicked off of Vimeo. I would have used that. Maybe I can use a private YouTube link. I don't know. I'll figure it out and I'll put a link in the show notes for Mazes and Monsters. All right. So look for that. Even if you don't want to listen to that episode, check out the show notes to find the link and we can hook up, do a little live chat to make up for my August flub. Now, what else you got coming in this month? It's spooky season. So we're going to do a deep dive on Halloween, 1978. John Carpenter, probably the greatest slasher Halloween movie of all time. Hocus Pocus 2. If you're on the supporter feeds, you probably already listened to it. If you're on the free feed, you're going to get it Monday, October 10th. We're going to do a show on Ezra Miller, who was doing some really bizarre stuff, and Illuminate Confirm. Of course, you know, whatever else pops up this month. I have a growing list of pop culture TMZ subjects we need to get to, so I'll probably do that. A little TMZ roundup, Illuminate Confirm. You know, Tom Brady's wife's a witch. We talked about this in 2018. Kanye is wearing White Lives Matter nonsense. Dark Brandon's legalizing weed. My goodness, what is going on in our world? I'm actually very okay with that. I got an interview planned, too. I don't know. Look, and it's going to be really great. I don't want to kiss and tell in case something comes up and my guest can't make it because I hate doing that to them. I don't want to put them on the spot. I'm going to give you a hint, though. We're going to discuss, and you're going to learn all about, the most important UFO crash in American history, and I'm not talking about Roswell. It was actually before Roswell. There was witnesses. This is going to be a banger of an interview, so get ready, get your alien hats on, because we're about to get jiggy with it. Finally, top supporters, Rockfin Tips. Slow month for Rockfin Tips. Sammy Baker Davis Jr. hooked it up. Then I got my tier four folks. I got PB. I mailed some books to PB, so hopefully PB got them. Then I've got my tier four folks on Patreon. I got John P. I got Joshua V. I got Cheryl. And then I got Barry W. Always holding it down. Always making things happen. Thank you, everybody, for your support. And again, you know, thanks for the support, non-tier four folks. I don't think there's no elitist stratification of supporters. You're all on my team, and I appreciate you being on my team and sticking with me through all these years. Especially when I dropped those polls on social media, I couldn't believe how long some of you have been on my team here. Very grateful for that, so thank you. Oh, and shout out Chase, I forgot. Fun story, I'm going to wrap this up. We went over already. I was going to watch Hocus Pocus 2, and I thought, there's only one way I can get through the pain of this movie, and that's with some cookies. So I went to Crave Cookies. Shout out Crave Cookies. Not a sponsor, not an ad. And I'm standing in line, and my man next to me here says, "Hey, what's your name, old buddy?" And I tell him, and he says, "Okay, I knew you're a podcast. You're the podcaster I listen to." I said, "You got to be kidding me. What are the odds here?" So shout out. And then he bought me all the cookies. I couldn't believe it. So thank you for, you helped me get through Hocus Pocus 2, Chase. Appreciate you. Shout out. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Stay plugged in on all the social medias. Letterboxd is fun. This month is going to be off the hook for Sheezy. Okay. Talk to you guys soon. Stay woke.